There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. Get you caught up on some of the highlights of the NBA trade deadline day. A three-team trade. Oklahoma City receives Enes Kanter, Kyle Singler, and DJ Augustine from Detroit. Detroit gets Reggie Jackson with Kendrick Perkins going to Utah. Utah most likely will buy out Perkins' contract. He might end up with the Clippers. Milwaukee sent Brandon Knight to Phoenix. The Suns have sent the Dragic brothers to Miami in a three-team deal that included five players and two first-round picks. The Bucks have acquired Michael Carter-Williams, Tyler Ennis, and Miles Plumlee. And Milwaukee is currently the sixth seed in the East, just 3.5 games behind the Bull. Kevin Garnett has waived his no-trade clause for a deal, and it would send him back to Minnesota. Tayshaun Prince goes back to Detroit. The Bulls, they're back in action after the All-Star break. They play tomorrow at the Pistons. Heinrich, Dunleavy, and Butler are listed as probable. The Blackhawks host Colorado tonight. Marion Hossa sat out of today's morning skate, just a regular day off for the old man. The Hawks are currently 3 points behind St. Louis. They trail Nashville by 9. Pitchers and catchers reported today in Mesa for the Cubs. White Sox staff reports tomorrow. The Cubs begin workouts tomorrow as well. And this was also announced by the Cubs today during the season. They will wear a commemorative number 14 patch on home and away jerseys in order to honor Ernie Banks. He's got to find his body now. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Rose and Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Join the Scores, Hub Arkish, broadcasting live from noon to 4 on Sunday from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. Stop by and check out the full lineup of exciting new Toyotas. Be bold and check out the new Camry. It's brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Matt Abatacole, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Viking Ski Shop. Don't miss their midwinter clearance sale.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Believe me, I can sell cars. I can move merchandise right off this floor.
You know, I always felt I could be a great salesman. Believe me, I could talk anybody into anything, except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do. But other than that, I know how to manipulate people. I'm very good at it.
Matty used to sell cars.
I know.
He'd be so much better than you, because people would walk away from you because you're creepy.
If I want to be, I'm so personable, it's really beyond belief.
Excuse me, sir. Perhaps the Land Cruiser would interest you. And we have a Corolla, Canola, and a Rave Is it Rob?
Guarantee you wouldn't sell one in those 3 days.
I would.
No, you wouldn't.
He would.
You're troubled by taking stupid phone calls. Deal with trying to sell stupid people cars.
Wouldn't I take advantage
Absolutely
of those?
One of the worst jobs in the world.
This is the big boy, the top of the line. This is as good as it gets.
Oh, really?
You know, you hear Lexus, Lexus, Lexus. You don't hear Camry. But that's what you should be hearing.
It's funny because for a guy as full of crap as I am, you would have think at some point along the way, I would have been selling something and I never did.
What is the difference between the GT and the GTS?
Okay, the GTS is guaranteed tremendous safety.
So without the S, it's just guaranteed tremendous.
I was very good at it, but I was a terrible person when I did it, and it's an awful job.
I did it for a day.
What's in the engine here?
What's in it? Big stuff, big charging, crazy pistons, nutty pistons.
I got my desk, my phone number, everything. I sat down. Nah, this is not going to work.
Please buy one. Please.
You'll sell a lot of them. You're a good salesman.
Ernie Spike.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And I stand by that. 405 Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Boers and Bernstein 100% stand by what I said. I don't care what those two say. Former salesman, trust me, I can sell anything to anybody at any time.
I'm not sure I like the news from Adrian Wojnarowski that the Chicago Bulls are a very significant contender for Kendrick Perkins.
Oh.
League sources tell Yahoo Sports. I mean, he's better than Nazi Muhammad, I guess, right?
Well, he's not a corpse.
Right.
That's all you have to do. You have to be slightly ahead of a corpse.
He's pretty close, though.
Yeah, I guess.
He doesn't really
do much for you. And besides, he's a... Well, I can't say that word, but you know what he is.
Yeah, people don't really like the guy.
No.
K. Perk.
They don't like him.
He's a seven-footer that shoots 44% from the floor.
Yeah, he's...
He doesn't block a lot of shots.
No.
He can't make a free throw.
No.
I'm not quite sure what he does.
Physicality.
All right, take a foul, something
like
that.
Yeah, that's what he does.
All right. No, thank you, but
I all
wasn't
right.
really... All right. That wasn't really what I was looking for, but hey. That's all right.
There it is.
So be it. Okay.
In no more.
Lowell, Indiana, this is Brian on The Score.
Hey, Dan, Terry, love the show. Hey, here's the thing, guys. I'm sick of these Bears fans calling up saying, oh, Bernstein, you know, we're getting McCown. What do you have to say for yourself? They had breakfast with the guy, for Pete's sake. I have breakfast with out-of-town relatives that I don't even like. Breakfast means nothing. He's going to get a starting job in the league. Somebody's going to overpay him, and it's not going to be with the Bears.
Well, he might end up being with the Bears. It depends what he wants.
Anything's possible. Yeah. I mean, the Jets
are
desperate.
It doesn't matter.
But the Jets could act in the draft. They've got the sixth pick.
Just because they're having breakfast with him, it doesn't think they think he's good.
No. That's what people are mistaking for. That, you know, they're making them a fatal mistake, actually, because the Bears are in there. That means he's good. Because in case you missed it, and I don't know why you would have, we've had several calls over the last couple of days of people who desperately miss him and want him back. Because he's good.
Those people need their phones taken away permanently. And well, first you beat them over the head with the phone, and then you take away the phone.
Yeah, you obviously can't take away their TV.
Because they don't have one.
They don't have one.
Brad in Madison, welcome to WSCR.
Hi, guys. I have a question about, I know that there's a lot of talk, obviously, about the relationship between Thibodeau and Garpax, but what is the nature of the relationship between Pax and Foreman? That seems awfully mysterious. I mean, are those guys completely on the same page all the time, or
for the most part?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not a story because it's not an issue.
That's why I linked them years ago. Make them Garpex. They are so. They're hooked.
Yeah.
They're hooked on a feeling.
Foreman does most of the work.
Yeah.
Pax is involved at a higher level and has stuff run by his desk for a look see, but the guy really doing most of the heavy lifting is Gar Foreman.
That's it.
But yeah, their relationship is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Clint in Schaumburg is on The Score.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I had two quick points. First, who really cares who the quarterback of the Bears is? We're going to be terrible, non-competitive for the next 2 years anyway.
I wouldn't say two years. I'd say next year you probably have a good chance of being non-competitive. But given the quality of these coaches, if you get lucky in the draft and you target free agency well, you might be
much better the year after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. I mean, if you get lucky, like you said, 2 years, we can be competitive again. But for the next year, who cares? Why, the quarterback, Cutler needs to be gone. Who cares who the guy that comes to replace him is, because he'll be here for a year. My other point was, with the Bulls, I can't believe we're even interested. They're even interested in Perkins. And why try to pick up a shooter when you have Doug McDermott on the bench and he just can't play? They won't let him play.
I think they think he stinks.
It's my guy. Be very careful with that. No.
I'm not saying
what they think.
What you think.
That's not what I think.
And he is a
but what do I know?
A point of contention between those that drafted him and the one that's coaching him.
That is some friction. It is causing friction, I learned the other day. Yes, there's some friction there because of that. Yeah. Well, I always double check. I don't believe everything you say. Actually, very little of it.
And every time you double check, what does it prove?
Generally correct,
yes.
Yeah. I like my Bulls source a lot, though.
I know you do. I like mine.
Mm-hmm.
And they are concerned that the coach isn't giving their guy a shot. They traded up for him. And we were asking before how many times somebody, a lottery pick for whom somebody traded up, just couldn't get on the floor. The coaches wouldn't play him.
I don't have it. Did we ever have an answer for that?
No.
Did we find one? Good.
And then you're out looking for Kevin Martin. You're out looking for floor spacing and shooting. I don't think that Thibodeau feels he can hide another bad defender. What he's already trying to do with Gasol on the floor. Because McDermott is a really genuinely bad defender.
Well, Mirotić isn't setting any records either.
I didn't mention him.
He's not setting any defensive records. It's not like, oh, my God, we got to stop.
He's no, you know,
there.
He's better than you think, though, because of what he does with his hands. His feet are bad, but he gets a lot of deflections. His instincts are okay, and he does get a lot of deflections. It looks awkward, but he's not as ineffective as he looks like he should be, if that makes any sense.
What? It's caller Dan.
Can you explain the ideal gas constant and also the White Sox bullpen? I'll hang up and listen for my answer.
Never got his answer.
Love the show. I listen all the time.
Explain what the White Sox did with their bullpen, would you? And Robin, waiting for that answer.
Remember that time you were on remote at that bar, and I said, hey, and I was the guy who mentioned that story about Doug Buffon? Yeah. You don't remember?
Yeah, I let me tell you something. If you're talking about warm and fuzzy, these moments are here today.
Yeah, it's old home week for you, I'm telling you. Everybody's got some old Terry Bors story that's coming up.
That's not true. That's not really true. That's not what's happened, really.
I just saw your old driving teacher, I think.
No, that's not my teacher.
That was.
I told you who my driving teacher was. That guy beat your ass, man. Roll Sell? Oh, my God. It's a solid dude.
Yeah, there's an example here of the lottery pick that barely played.
All right.
And he, if I am not mistaken, later went on to become a Chicago Bull who barely played. Joe Alexander.
Bucks?
Yep.
West Virginia? Bad.
Is he out of basketball completely?
Well, I think I don't even think they let him read about it. he's totally banned.
He plays for Maccabi Tel Aviv.
Oh, that's a good team.
Great.
I wonder how he's playing. He's probably not getting on the floor for them either.
Oh, I think he's getting on the floor for them.
That's a good team.
Now, let the record show, by the way, that I did not like him.
Correct. Yeah, you were very clear about not liking Joe Alexander, because that's when you were really down on white basketball in general. I think you've come back a little bit.
Yeah, but, see, the trip back thus far has been a little rocky, eh?
Yeah, he played in the D League, and then he came to the Bulls with Hakeem Warrick and the John Salmons deal.
Yeah.
That's when they're clearing LeBron space, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Hornets, then the Texas Legends of the D League.
That's where my guy's
then
headed, isn't it?
He played for BC Krasnye Krylya Samara of Russia.
That's where my guy's headed. My guts were
messing signed by the Warriors, waived by the Warriors, yep. Went to the Santa Cruz Warriors of the D League, and then he left Santa Cruz and signed with Maccabi Tel Aviv on December 25th. Good luck to you, Joe Alexander.
Javi Lopez. I that could well be the path, by the way, my guy takes.
If Doug McDermott is on the Joe Alexander path.
There's a template right there.
Yeah,
follow the path, son.
I think, Doug, you might want to start learning Hebrew if you are headed out to Maccabi.
I can help him with that.
That's, I know you've been working very, very hard getting ready.
Getting ready for it, yeah.
Jay in Rockford, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Love your show. Hate your face. Wanted to ask, everyone keeps saying that we are, you know, color for one year. Who becomes available as a free agent after next year?
In what?
I think he means quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks.
After next year.
That's nearly not the way you do it. That, you know, there's only a handful of them that are any damn good, and you ain't getting your hands on them unless they're 46. So that's not going to happen. No, none of the quality quarterbacks slipped through your hands. Drew Brees was traded because you had drafted a quarterback very high, and he was coming off a shoulder injury. But when you look at the history of it, that's not exactly how it happens. Well, can we bring in a free agent quarterback who's brilliant? No, unless it's like aging Peyton Manning and being romanced by John Elway. That's about it. No, it doesn't matter, because if he's good, he signed.
Here's an email from Jack the Tripper, who says, this Josh McCown crap must stop. He said the main difference between Todd Collins and Josh McCown is that McCown was not re-signed by his lightning in a bottle team. And I, for one, hope a reunion does not happen. Okay. Collins' numbers post-greatness are actually better than McCown's. If Cutler's on the team and McCown returns, every mistake will be followed by moths charging at the McCown flame, which will create a radio black hole. Yeah, well,
I'll say this for the guy. He's a personable guy, and he's got a lot of moths here.
Free agents after 2015, Eli Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers.
No.
Jim in Antioch, you're on the score.
Yeah, when you talk about young bowl players, did Jeff Teague get his shot with the Bulls, or did he just sort of, he was just too young?
Well, he didn't get any shot because he wasn't on the Bulls.
Oh, I thought he was. I'm mixed up about...
It was his brother Marcus Teague.
Marcus Teague, okay.
Marcus Teague,
I'm sorry Marcus to waste Teague, your time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's the best time we've spent all day.
No, really, don't think you're wasting our time. I promise you, you're not.
I don't know where.
Say that?
I don't know where Marcus Teague is.
I don't either.
He's in the D League. Marcus Teague is with the Oklahoma City Blue. It's BLU.
Is that a neighbor description?
it's BLUE, not the Oklahoma City BLEW, or the French version BLEU, the Bleu, le Bleu.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Dumb name for a team.
That really is. Don't do that.
Oklahoma City Blue.
Don't do that. Don't do that with the team. Do with other things, not with the team.
Yeah, and he's bad.
Why did the Bulls let Jeff Teague go anyway, by the way? What happened there? What? Man, it's a head scratcher. He pretty good. Boy, you missed him. Yeah, I guess we did.
In Elgin, this is Logan, and he's on Sports Radio 670.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to wanted to see what you would think about taking either Randy Gregory, possibly, or Shane Ray in the draft.
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. Yes, I'd like to have both of them. I'd like to have the first five picks.
I like your plan. I endorse that. I will sign off on the plan.
Give me the first five picks, and I change my timetable.
My plan is this year and next year, the Bears get picks 1 through 5 in the first round.
Just to even it out a little bit, because you know they're not smart at it. Right. Now we'll see.
That's good football thinking.
Yep. Then I'll change my timetable.
5 o'clock, we're going to do Who You Crapping on the Score.
Hey, Sox and Cubs fans. Listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live from Arizona for both the Sox and the Cubs. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute.
Is it possible that the Johnny Manziel era in Cleveland is already over? It sounds like it if you listen to his head coach. The team that thought that it had two quarterbacks only a few months ago is now realizing that they may have none. And by the way, they're right. Looking for a quarterback is exactly what Pettine should be doing, because the guy that he drafted last year is in rehab right now. He's not doing rehab, he's in rehab. There's a huge difference. Johnny Manziel's got problems. I hope that he takes care of those problems and he gets right, but Pettine can't sit around and wait for him, because even if he is right, that doesn't mean he can play in the NFL. This guy has gone from a blue chip to a penny stock, and right about now, I wouldn't touch Johnny Inc. for 10 cents on the dollar. They should look for a new quarterback. I'm Jim Rome.
All incentives applied, plus license, title, tax, and dock fee out of courtesy car lease. 24 months for an SRX or 36 months for a 2.5-liter ATS. 10,000 miles per year and 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offers good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-Copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it from me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Right now at Wild Cadillac, you can lease a 2015 SRX for $339 a month. $339 a month for a 2015 SRX.
$339 a month. That's pretty simple.
How about a 2015 ATS for $299 a month? $299 a month. That's simple, too.
Forget that fast-talking Z-Copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. It's a beautiful place in the country.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
U.S. only.
So I have everybody asking me why, when I talk about all these terrific values from Cameron Hughes wine, I'm always concentrating on the giant red wine. So I think I'm probably biased because I love that. I love the Cabernets and some of the other huge tannic reds. And people say, well, wait a second. I like Pinot Noir, and my wife likes Pinot Noir. It's the red we compromise on. She likes white. I like red. We compromise. Well, guess what? You're right. I have been leaving out the fabulous values that chwine.com has for Pinot Noir. And you know what Cameron Hughes does. He finds great vineyards all around the world that have more wine than they can bottle. He buys up the extra, he puts his name on it and a lot number on it, and then you get a $100 wine for $25. You get a $75 wine for $18, or you get something like this, the Lot 425 2012 Central Coast Pinot Noir. It's a classic, cool climate Pinot, sourced primarily from high-end vineyards in Arroyo Seco in Monterey County. For this price, this is a ridiculous value. I've had it. It's absolutely outstanding. It's $16. More importantly, right now, this and so many other wines of similar value are shipping for free. This is special occasion wine at everyday drinking prices, and it ends up being even less expensive because of free shipping. It's a deal that Cameron put together just for the Boers and Bernstein listener, and here's what you have to do. You go to chwine.com. And before you do anything else, click the microphone in the upper left corner and enter my special code, Dan. Just my first name. It's all you have to remember to get free shipping on your order. And then just look around the site and find what you like and put a case together. Put a sampler together. Put a case together custom to your tastes. CHWine.com. Click the mic in the upper left. Enter the code, Dan. You save a ton of money. It ships free. It's CHWine.com. Don't wait. This offer won't last. So try all this great juice now.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Cars for kids, K-A-R-S, cars for kids,
vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today. Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. It's called Proactive Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactive, but Proactive Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
You've got Boris and Boris in Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Talking to you at 312-644-6767.
And who are you crapping coming up?
We
in
do.
Just about a half hour.
Oh, please be good. I can't walk out today.
And then I'm cutting out a little early. Yeah. After who are you crapping to head on over to the Montgomery Club for our poker event tonight. It's going to be really fun.
I'm going over there in style. Ethan and I are going. So I know you we're going in style.
You and Ethan will. But you have to register as escorts, I believe, before you can do that.
I didn't know.
You have to do that.
I was not aware of that.
And I'm also told that the Score's newest star might be making an appearance.
That's what I hear.
Because he was always a thing when he came by. So now, I mean, hey, we got to have the talk of the town.
He is the talk of the town. Man.
Olympia Fields and Jake is on the Score.
Calling to talk about the defeatist attitude of the Bears for next season. I understand the offense and the defense both sucked last year. But the year before that, the offense was pretty good, and the defense sucked that year also, but they did go 8-8. They, in theory, could have the same personnel offensively from that year next year. And if they get to shore up the defense a little bit.
Jake, your theory is wrong. They're not going to have the same personnel.
That's shoring up the defense crap. Forget about that.
And they're not going to have the same personnel.
Yeah, it's not. Oh, my God.
And you shouldn't want that is the point. Why do you want that? Why do you want that? Oh, defeatist attitude. It's not a defeatist attitude. It's trying to do what's necessary to win a title. What's so hard to understand? God, this pisses me off. I mean, every single day.
Well, you know,
every single damn day. Oh, this defeatist attitude about next year because Olympia 2 years
Fields.
Ago. I mean, what don't you get?
Olympia Fields,
it's,
another one of my people.
It's not
so be
being
careful,
bad
though.
On purpose. It's understanding
well, good
the necessity
ago.
Of taking a step back to possibly get better. You don't want to bring everybody back from 2 years ago. That's not what general managers do. It's not what this one is going to do. And it's more importantly not what you should want him to do.
They're pretty good, though, on offense, and you can shore up the defense, and here we go now, and we go dancing again.
You want the wallpaper back up over your crumbling house.
Oh, boy. Well.
When will this stop?
You know, address the defeatist attitude.
Is that a defeatist attitude? It's a positive attitude toward believing that these guys know what they're doing, how to create a contender.
That's one of my people to Olympia Fields, you know.
And stripping this down could be a way of catalyzing your journey to contention.
Yep. Olympia Fields. Olympia Fields.
What does it have to do with Olympia Fields?
Just one of my people.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, kind of like where I'm from. That's Yeah, Bloom. If you got Bloom, like a mile and a half away is Olympia Fields.
No.
Oh, yeah. My people are everywhere, and they're coming. You know what they're coming out to do? Annoy your ass.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home this Saturday and Sunday. Stay for the concert after Saturday's game. NBA trade deadline passed at 2 o'clock our time. A lot took place, so we'll get you caught up on as much as we can. In a three-team trade, Oklahoma City receives Enes Kanter, Kyle Singler, DJ Augustine. Detroit gets Reggie Jackson, with Kendrick Perkins going to Utah. And reports have the Bulls possibly interested in Perkins if the Jazz do buy out his contract. Now, Milwaukee sent Brandon Knight to Phoenix. The Suns have sent the Dragic brothers to Miami in a three-team deal that included five players and two first-round picks. The Bucks have acquired Michael Carter-Williams, Tyler Ennis, and Miles Plumlee. Milwaukee is currently sixth in the East, 3.5 games behind the Bulls. Kevin Garnett is back with Minnesota. Tayshaun Prince goes back to Detroit. The Bulls are back in action tomorrow when they play at the Pistons. Now Heinrich, Dunleavy, and Butler are listed as probable. The Blackhawks host Colorado tomorrow night. Marion Hossa sat out of today's morning skate. The Hawks are currently 3 points behind St. Louis and trail Nashville by 9. Pitchers and catchers, they reported today in Mesa for the Cubs. White Sox staff reports tomorrow. The Cubs begin their workouts tomorrow as well. And, you know, during this offseason, we haven't talked about the Wrigleyville rooftops quite enough. Here's Anthony Rizzo discussing it.
I know the rooftops have been, you know, part of the history now for however many years they've been there, but this is going to be new stuff, and the new generation, the new era of things to come, hopefully is starting now. And with the renovations of Wrigley, I mean, it's only going to help us players. I think it's going to make the fan experience a lot better.
That's the face of the franchise, Anthony Rizzo, for the Cubs, basically saying the rooftops are a thing of the past. And this note, too, the Cubs will wear a commemorative number 14 patch on home and away uniforms to honor Ernie Banks this season. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Home Run-In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza. Sometimes it's easy to see a difference, and sometimes it's not. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with Max Life technology is different, and you can see why at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, in honor of all this, too, by the time we get to baseball season, I plan on having the Regina Rice T-shirt to kind of, you know, to go with what the Cubs are doing for Ernie.
Just don't fall.
No, I'm not. Oh, yeah. Well, oh, I'm not going to show it to her. Be down the steps, but I'm gonna put that on because I think it's necessary. I think it's just totally misunderstood.
Idiot! I really don't want Kendrick Perkins.
I really don't. Now, and by the way, this is perhaps more important right now, so be on the lookout.
This
is from the Tribune. This just crossed a couple minutes ago.
Yep.
A man wearing a hospital gown, a blazer, and a knit hat walked out of Northwestern Memorial Hospital and hasn't been seen since, said police. Desmond Smith has multiple bandages on him, including his left hand, due to an amputation of his pinky finger. Police say he may be confused or disoriented.
Well, then, you know what? Come over here and produce.
I was going to say, there is no question, within 30 seconds, perhaps coincidentally, a man fitting exactly that description will be standing right in front of us at the auto show.
And we welcome him.
Right.
Because you know why? It's cold
outside. We'll say hi to Desmond Smith when he comes by.
That's cold.
I think that's why he left. Like, I'm sorry. I got to get to the Toyota Sports Quarter to see Boers and Bernstein. And they said, you just had your finger amputated.
What? Let me tell you something. Not only, I certainly hope you find him before he freezes his other fingers off, but here, I'm glad they found the dogs, too. Did you hear about the dogs that were stolen?
Yes, they found them in the back of the van,
they found the dogs. God, my life got better immediately.
Oh, I know, because you always, you care so much about dogs.
Oh, man, I am like a walking dude like that. I can't believe it's a lead story.
I know. Dogs.
Dogs.
It's dogs.
Dogs.
Matt is next on the score. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Maybe you can help me out with the contract, understanding these things. If we did trade a player like Marshall or Cutler, is there any cap hit for future years, or do you lose all that when you trade the player?
Well, every contract is different, but if you get rid of Marshall, you actually save money against the cap. Cutting him saves $4 million, and with the offset language in Cutler's deal, depending on what the other team pays him, the penalty's minimal. I really don't think that's a major concern for either one of them.
No. It would just be lovely if both of them were gone. I don't care what the repercussions are. Please, just go away. Enough. We've had enough. But, you know, the offense was pretty good at it, and then if you could just get somebody for the defense, you do it right now.
Steve in Galesburg, you're on the score.
My dogs are missing.
Hey, thanks for taking my calls, guys. I just want to raise the question, if you get to where the Bears need to be, can you be okay or mediocre at drafting and then be great at player development?
Well, they're the same thing.
Like, look at the Patriots, for example, picking up or filling spots, and then they're still where they need to be.
Are people not hearing us today? Can people not hear us?
Well, you're not.
There's no way to separate drafting from player development because it's not a controlled experiment. They're the same thing. After 3 years, if you have properly developed your draft picks, they're good draft picks. There's no way to control the experiment by saying if this player had been drafted by someone else, where they would be. You cannot separate the two. They're the same thing.
And life, let me just say something in general. Here's a football secret I'm going to let you in on. When you have Tom Brady, you can sort of do those things. You could look for free agents and fill holes with all kinds of weirdos that just come available and you like them and they work because of Tom Brady. I don't believe at this point the Bears have that luxury.
Well, if Phil Holes is available, they should go after him,
too. Phil Holes would be a great player to have,
Orland Park and Barry on WSCR.
Hey, guys. I think any astute Bears fan, including yourselves, would agree that this nucleus has zero chance of doing anything in the future, so... I mean, the way to get better fast, I think, is pretty obvious. You want to stockpile some draft picks. And that might be some hard decisions giving guys like possibly 4K. You won't get a lot for him, but you might get something for him. The value might not be there, but I just, this has got to change. And I know this might not be something that's possible, but, Cleveland, they have two number ones. Any chance at all that they would consider they have no quarterback, consider Cutler for taking our number one, getting their number 12, and maybe a second or fourth round pick because they're desperate for quarterback?
No.
I don't know. I'd be talking to anybody and everybody. I know the Bears would certainly like to talk to them and anybody else, and they've made it clear that you should come calling. Yeah. As far as Forte goes, of course. I mean, if somebody gave you an offer for him, you would think about it. He's a running back who's over 30. So with a lot of mileage on him. So, yeah, but I don't – who's trading for Matt Forte?
Nobody's trading for him.
I'd love it if somebody did.
Yeah, nobody's trading for him.
Maybe something significant for him. I just don't think that really happens.
And, I understand that Cleveland is one of the dumbest franchises in the history of dumb franchises.
That's what you're looking for. You're looking for dumb franchises.
I don't even think they're that dumb, though. Not that dumb.
To throw him in there with Johnny Football?
They're happy with his progress, though, I saw.
Uh-huh.
They're happy that he's getting his life in order. He's sober. He's thinking football and not crap. There you have it. That's your update on Johnny Football.
Kevin in Aurora, you're on the Score.
Hey, how's it going? I think we need to drop the entire team, to be honest. Just keeping Cutler around or Marshall around puts all this false sense of hope, because you'll see flashes of brilliance, but, I mean, the bottom line is that they're worthless, they're infectious to the rest of the team, and we should just drop all the baggage and keep Fuller and what's the name?
Kevin, I know what you're saying. I'm with you when it comes to complete culture change and forging ahead with a brand new Ryan Pace envisioned Chicago Bears. I wish it were that easy. It's not.
It's not that easy.
I really wish it were.
Yeah, if you could just get 6 draft picks from Cleveland and all this, man, you could make it happen fast. It's not. You know what? I think here's what you have to do as a Bears fan. I mean, seriously. First of all, most of you are going to have some kind of a brain transplanted in your head. See if you can have that, make that happen for yourself. And second of all, don't worry about anything else. Don't worry about some of this stuff. Get out of your mind. Don't look at next year like some magic year. Let it go. It's okay.
He's gonna launch it a song. It's going to happen. He's going to be Idina Menzel all of a sudden.
That's not my real name.
Or Adele Mazim.
That's who I am.
He's Terry Bors, as far as you know.
I'm also EFD.
I'm Dan Bernstein, and we'll do Who You Crapping at the top of the hour on the Score.
Chicago's sports morning show is Mully and Henley.
Oh, you know, hey, Charleston wants to play another year? Write him a check. Let's get the whole gang together. Borrow your dad's camera. Let's make a movie, too, while we're at it.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago's sports morning show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m.
on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Yeah. Here's an alternative for you to consider. Think about it. You can choose between overpriced, overmarketed razors and, on the other hand, low-quality, cheap razors that tear up your face. How about that? Or there's this idea. It's Harry's.com, created to offer a great shave at a fair price so you don't overpay. Harry's designs and manufactures their own products using an exact process and only the finest materials. And then by selling directly to you online, they're able to offer a great shave at a price accessible to everyone. Their blades and products are made with quality construction. The handles designed to be simple and modern. The shaving cream comes from the same chemists who make creams for the high-end brands. So you end up with a set of modern shaving products made with respect for the tradition of a good clean shave. The founders, Andy Katz Mayfield and Jeff Rader, close friends who met in college and worked together and traveled together and shared ideas about how to make this product great. They've tried to build Harry's to reflect their shared passions and values, affinity for simple design, an appreciation of well-made things, and a belief that companies should try to make the world a better place. Harry's.com was started by two guys who are passionate about creating a better shaving experience. So try the starter set. Harry's starter set is a razor, 3 of Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades, and a bottle of shaving cream, all shipped straight to your door for free. And now, there's this, too. Go to Harry's.com and enter the code CHICAGO at checkout to get $5 off your first order. Use the code CHICAGO, get a month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's Harry's.com, code CHICAGO at checkout, and change the way you shave forever.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring. Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop.
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Riggins.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has, oh, so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 447, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boris and Bernstein. And now we get a chance to visit with the most handsome big man in the history of Notre Dame basketball.
It's one of the Ross twins joining us?
Yeah, they were good looking, weren't they? Yeah. A lot of guys really better looking than this guy.
We go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. The president of Chicagoland Speedway, Scott Paddock, joins us now because his season is starting. Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I heard that commentary on the front end, by the way. You know what the old adage was in Notre Dame? The best thing about the Ross twins was they weren't triplets.
Oh, well, no, you weren't supposed to hear that first part of it, because, you know, you have a great loving. But anyway, Daytona starts, and Chicagoland Speedway will also begin to get geared up, right? The whole thing, everything kicks in with Daytona.
You got it. It's at the Great American Race this Sunday. And And what a great ending to last season. There's so much buzz and electricity. I'm actually in Daytona as we speak. And believe it or not, it's in the 40s down here right now, so I think it's cold all over the country. But I give NASCAR a lot of credit. They made bold, sweeping changes last year with this new championship format, putting more of a premium on winning races. And the result of that was more drama on the racetrack, more excitement, and a lot of fisticuffs because there was so much on the line. And that momentum is carrying over into this season. And we're going to see a heck of a race Sunday.
Well, not just that. There's drama off the track as well with Tony Stewart getting back in it and everything that he has had attached to him. And he's cantankerous already. And then you've got the bizarre Kurt Busch story that's finding its way to, like, morning television news shows. And it's these are interesting times with all the tangential NASCAR stuff, too, that, frankly, in the history of the sport is not something anybody shied away from.
No, you're right. There are some interesting storylines going on, and we'll see how that Kurt Busch situation plays out. I think NASCAR is waiting to see what happens if any criminal charges come down, and then I think you can expect them to act appropriately and swiftly once there's clarity on that situation. But the other big storyline is Jeff Gordon. You know, one of the kind of the transition in the new drivers 15 years ago really took the sport to national level. Those California good looks and the boardroom charm. He ushered in this new generation of driver that we've seen over the last decade. And he's saying this is going to be his last full-time season racing in the Sprint Cup Series. So, and appropriately, he won the pole last weekend, so he's going to be starting in the front row on Sunday.
Do you think, and I know he said he wants to retire. Did he say completely retire, Scott, or just kind of retire? He's going to drive once in a while. I forget which one he said.
I think you'll see him drive episodically, and rest assured, he'll stay involved in the sport in some capacity. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw him in the broadcast booth. He's been battling some serious back issues the last couple of years, and I think he's realized he's accomplished about everything he can in the sport. You know, maybe get out while he's still got his health, but I think you can expect to see him making a cameo here or there.
Now, what do people need to know about this season at Chicagoland Speedway? I know it's really not long until June 20th in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and then all the fun in September.
You got it. We're honored for the fifth year in a row to welcome back the kickoff race in the Chase, which I like to call the start of the playoffs for one of the most watched and followed sports in America. NASCAR moved it to Chicago 5 years ago because they wanted to give it that big platform, that big stage it deserved, and what better market to do that than one like Chicago? And it's been fun watching that event grow year over year. And there's a lot more excitement around that event because now with this new bracket-style playoff elimination format, if you are fortunate to win on September 20th at Chicagoland Speedway, you punch your ticket into the next round, the round of eight in the playoffs. So it's put a lot more emphasis on winning even our race. So really kind of exciting times in the sport.
Well, exciting times for you in general. I mean, the Speedway is, as you point out, there's so many stories. And Scott, people always debate about how it helps the sport, what does it do for the sport. I mean, I think attention, and even if some of the attention is, people are still paying attention to what's going on. I agree with you about the format for the Chase. I think that's a great format. I think it's a great idea because there's a lot of guys that just happily finish third or fourth and take their points and win the championship that way. I mean, I think all the attention, and somebody said, well, you know, negative attention is never any good. Yeah, I understand that not necessarily, but in this sport, there's nothing wrong with some quirky personalities and an odd story here and there.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And that's what I think is so exciting about last year. You know, several years ago, NASCAR introduced this Car of Tomorrow, which was all about safety. And while it accomplished that objective, it didn't lend itself to the most exciting racing on the racetrack. And that chased some of the avid fans away. And, you know, the bold sweeping changes NASCAR made last year, both in terms of the aero package to the car, providing more passing, more side-by-side racing that the fans love to see, and this intensity with this premium on winning. Let's face it, fans were getting tired of a driver getting out of a race car and said, I had a good day today, I finished eighth. You know, that's not what they wanted to hear. So they wanted to see some intensity on the racetrack. That came back, and as a result of that, the fans are now coming back. And you know, we're up significantly year over year, and we fully expect to be sold out this September for the first time in a long, long time. So we're feeling great in our business right now.
So people want more information, they can call 888-629-RACE, or they can go to chicagolandspeedway.com. Scott, always nice to catch up. Thanks.
Hey, it's great to catch up with you guys. And if I could just close by saying we got an exciting event at Route 66 Raceway, Championship Snowcross. snowmobile racing this Friday and Saturday. Names like Tucker Hibbert of X Games fame. And Terry, I know you hear those top fuel dragsters down the road when the NHRA's in town. We're gonna keep you up with some snowmobiles that are gonna be firing down the racetrack. We've got a 10-foot base of snow on that drag strip right now for some high-flying snowmobile race action this weekend.
Fun. And all that again, Chicagoland Speedway.
You're the best, and you are the most handsome man in the history of Notre Dame basketball.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Scott, we'll see you, my friend.
That is Scott Paddock, the president of Chicagoland Speedway. We're Boers and Bernstein. We're at the Toyota Sports Corner at the Auto Show. And the 2015 Camry demands respect at every corner. With an aggressive front grille, stylish design, and legendary Camry reliability, the bold new Camry. Visit Toyota at the Chicago Auto Show to see for yourself. And I also have here to caller 10 to the contest line.
Yes.
312-591-6700. A four-pack of free haircuts to Chicagoland Sport Clips. Brought to you by Sport Clips.
Wow.
It's good to be a guy. Has someone lied to you? Has someone misled you? Has someone told you a half-truth, a complete falsehood, or engaged in an act of verbal hypocrisy?
Hey, buddy.
If so, now is your chance to expose that person. 312-644-6767. It is now time for...
Who are you crapping?
On the Boers and Bernstein Show, on The Score.
Now you're listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Illinois has cut the lease tax. New lessees can save up to 50% off the sales tax on your next Audi lease at Audi Hoffman Estates on Gulf Road. Visit AudiHoffmanEstates.com for details and to schedule a test drive of a 2015 Audi A3, A4, or Q5 Quattro. Nobody does it better than Audi Hoffman Estates. Nobody.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper-free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732. 800-825-0732. 800-825-0732.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Yeah, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii 5-0 has oh